And welcome to another edition of the Valley Talk program as we have Nick Neibauer Jr. To the studios here to talk EMS. And Nick, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Well, EMS, they unfortunately were in the news at the end of the Capitol, and it sounds like funding wasn't, I'm sure there was some funding, but maybe not as much as was wanted.
Yeah, the number that they originally proposed was reduced significantly in negotiations with the governor and his budget, I believe. Don't quote that on me for sure, but there will be some extra funding coming, but not what we were looking for.
Sure. Let's talk about that first of all. It's not just here in Northwest Minnesota. It's all across the state. The rural EMS services are struggling.
There's multiple reasons why we're struggling. You know, financially wise, it's more and more difficult to collect funds from the state and federal government, and of course the insurance companies. So that really does put a draw on us, and then of course staffing wise as well makes it really difficult.
Like everybody, staffing crunches are across the state in every line of work, and that is no different for EMS.
Yes. I was talking to Brian Olson, our senior paramedic here, about 2 years ago. We had twice the staff as what we do now.
Wow.
Like currently active, let's see, where's my number? We only have 13 individuals right now that are currently fully active.
Okay.
2-3 years ago, I think Brian said we're about 25 to 30. Hmm. And that's pretty much across the board the way it's going for everyone.
And what area does the serve in Northwest Minnesota?
Crookston area? Yeah. We have, Brian told me, 677 square miles is what we cover.
Oh, wow.
So Crookston all the way down to Neillsville to the Norman County line, and then we go all the way up to the St. Lark cut across to the north. We're just about 3 or 4 miles short of Marku Corner to the east.
Okay.
And then our western border is the Wayside Rest in between Fisher and East Grand.
So you're covering a large chunk of land.
Yes, and we do have some assistance. We do have Neillsville, Climax, and Fisher, all the first responders that we work with.
Okay.
So they're very nice down to our south to have present.
It is coming up on National EMS Week.
It is National EMS this week.
Yep.
At this point, we didn't dive into anything too much. We know the agricultural committee, our community, is not really able to come join us at this point with all the finally have a nice day. Hopefully they can get something done other than, you know, looking at things trying to dry up. But, you know, it's kind of a celebration nationwide of, you know, EMS, what we do and how we're doing things.
Guide us. There's no normal day, I know, but guide us through the services you provide.
The services we provide, we are an advanced life support service. So we carry everything up to everything from just a basic splinting and bleeding control all the way through complete ACLS or CPR capabilities with defibrillation, all the medications that go with it. We do pain management and basically anything that with our transfer services, we provide anything that the hospital requires.
And you never know when you're going to be called.
No, we're a 24-hour service. We have pagers and we have radios that are on all the time. I know this week I've spent 4 nights this week overnight with very little sleep because of the job. But then you catch a few naps here and there and you're all right.
As far as the calls, do they come? Where do they come from for service?
We are paged through the sheriff's department.
Okay.
So it's a 911 call. It goes to the sheriff's department, and their dispatching center is amazing. They do very nice work, and they dispatch all law, fire, and EMS for everybody.
Okay. When you get the call, with the wide, is there different stations around, or is there, or is it just out of Crookston and Fertile, or
in the county, in Polk County, there are 4 stations.
Okay,
they're all 4 independent organizations. Essentia runs to the east in Fauston.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. There's 6. Oakley runs the very, very far northeast corner, and then Fertile has a service. Warren covers the very northwest part.
Okay.
Crookston, and then Altrue does have some of the very far western part as well.
So there are different locations, but again, being in a predominantly rural area, I'm sure times, you know, if it's, let's say, between Crookston and Mentor, that's it might take a while.
Yes. You basically, if you take a calculation of 1 minute a mile from Crookston, that's, you know, and that's with all the services, that's about the approximation of time.
Okay.
We can respond a little bit quicker than what a normal personal vehicle can, but all services do have to drive through town in order to get there, so that slows you down. So about that 1 minute a mile mark is a good way to predict it.
Well, we sort of discussed difficulties for EMS. What other challenges are there?
Challenges right now for EMS is the growing expense of everything and the readiness expense that we have. Right now, our trucks are fully capable of handling every emergency that comes together, and they're loaded. And that's the same as every other service in the county. They all do very fine work. So just the equipment alone, as it expands in price, as you see the common goods go up with everything. In the medical world, ours tends to increase a little faster than everybody else's. So the readiness portion is becoming very expensive. Medications are not cheap. You know, some of them are all right, but the old classic ones. But as new things come about, you know, we can't control the pharmaceutical companies or anything like that. So I think that would be the big part financially. Trucks. We have two trucks on order, and we're predicted to have between 2 and 5 years in order to get one of them.
Really?
Yep. That's how long it takes to get them, just because of shortage of companies, shortage of frames, getting the box themselves from the manufacturer. It's just that's just the time frame in which we're looking at.
Is that normal, or has that been expanded here over the past few years?
Oh, that's been the time to get a truck has been expanding for quite some time.
Okay.
There's very few people that are producing them now. We work through a company in Fergus Falls. That's just we're a private organization, and our owner also owns a company that builds trucks.
Okay.
So it's kind of convenient. but yeah, it does take that long just to get a remount where they take the box off of a previous frame and put it on another one.
Okay. And with the trucks, as you said, basically a moving clinic or hospital on wheels is what it is. So that's...
Yes. A very good friend of mine from Fertile always said we're a rolling ICU.
Sure.
We've done blood transfusions en route. We're fully capable of intubations, all the ventilators, anything you could pretty much ask for, we do carry.
Okay. What are things that are going well for EMS?
You know, the volume is increasing. We do have the opportunity to do quite a few transfers in the present day. As hospitalization practices change, the specialty practices are becoming more and more centralized with the larger hospitals. So those of us like Crookston, who we are in a community with Riverview, Riverview doesn't have a population to support a cardiologist that does acute care. We can't build a cath lab. That's just unreasonable. So Crookston sends their patients to Altrue or Fargo. And, you know, we have the ability to, you know, work with those patients in that manner. So that does create some decent business for us. Relationships with fire departments and first responders and law enforcement are increasing drastically. You know, we do partner them in times of shortfall with staffing, and they're amazing to work with. And then just the partnerships we have with our neighboring services. We have mutual aid agreements with multiple agencies, and we respond just like it's in our own area. We will respond if they need help as well, so that really helps.
Sure. That's one thing. We are pretty fortunate here in northwest Minnesota with all the, as you said, people that are the first responders with the police, the fire, a lot of great people around to help out too.
Yes, it's becoming a very close-knit community. We're working with people, you know, probably 3 out of 4 scenes in Crookston here, I do have law enforcement with. You know, they don't respond to the villa, the nursing home, situations like that. We don't see them, but almost every time we're out in the field, you know, they do assist and help with lifting and moving people out safely and everything. So it's really good.
What do you want people to know about EMS?
The big thing about us is it's really good for me to see. That's terrible grammar. I'm sorry. it's really nice to see people just stop in, visit, and say hello. Sure. So you know what we do. Mm-hmm. We kind of keep our little corner of the world, and we come out and help those who need. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't know the services we provide and what we can do for you. You know, so just to gain general knowledge of who we are and what we do, just come on in and visit. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to introduce ourselves and see what's going on.
And I know there's been times when you've had the trucks the ambulance at the Night to Unite. I think in the past there's been once in a while
National Night Out. Yes,
we
definitely try and make our presence known there and get people used to it. Getting the kids used to seeing us is very important, because if they're introduced to us before, mm-hmm. you know, we need to interact with them, it definitely makes the situation go much easier. You know, so you see us there. Anytime you see us at football games, stop mm-hmm. in, say hi. The staff are more than welcome to open up the doors and show you what we have. You know, because we stand by all football games. Mm-hmm. We'll be there here in town for sure. We do stand by hockey, but we do that with a smaller staff in Suburbans and things like that. We don't bring the full truck out.
Okay.
It's 40 below. It's hard to keep them warm in the box and not have your drugs freeze that way. Yeah, absolutely. We're right next to the hospital there. So, I mean, anytime you're around, just go ahead and stop by.
Sure. And what, as far as getting kids used to it, but also adults, usually when you are on a call, there's some sort of distress. So it can, I'm sure, be...
Emotional health, emotional and mental health is important part of our job. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people with ambulance situations, emergency situations, it's tough for family members and bystanders to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And all of our medics and EMTs are absolutely trained to mm-hmm. work with those individuals as well in times of distress and whatnot. And, you know, just to know that we are there to support as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's, you just go into work mode. It's, you're doing your job, you know, you're not really, at the time, you're trying to do whatever you're called there to do. But at the same time, you have family members or friends or whoever, probably, if there are those around, I'm sure... panic might be the right word, might not be the right word.
Depends on the scenario.
Yeah, it's sometimes I'm sure it can be pretty nerve-wracking. So what is winter, I would assume, is that the most challenging time of year for you?
Well, winter definitely provides the icy roads, icy mm-hmm. sidewalks type situation. Everything we do always has a hypothermia type feel to it. Summertime definitely has an increase in traffic. So when you look at motor vehicle incidents and things like that, you know, those do increase a little bit, especially with our neighbor to the east, Maple Lake in that area. They increase with the tomfoolery of the lake, let's put it that way. I wouldn't say it necessarily gets busier. I think the emphasis changes a little bit through the seasons.
Yeah, the summer might be a little busier, maybe a little easier to respond and not having to worry about ice.
The ice can slow us down. Ambulances are not the best on ice, I'm going to tell you that. They're rear-wheel drive only. There's no four-wheel drive. And you got duals in the back, which definitely do not help with traction in the ice. So, yeah, in the wintertime, you can expect a little bit more of a delay in us getting there.
And once again, as we wrap up here, Nick, anything else or do you want to reiterate for people to know?
I don't know. I just stop in and say hi. Yep. And not only here in Crookston, but any of these services, mm-hmm. the first responder services out there, stop in, say hi, say how do you do things? What can you provide? And just be open with people. And I can tell you, if you go to fire departments, you go to first responders, EMS especially, coming from my end of things, we're more than welcome to open the doors up and mm-hmm. show you what we have.
Yeah, especially if you're while wondering, what's this all about? I'd like to see, hopefully in visiting on your own term.
Yes, but it's always best to see you on your own terms before anything else. But just to know what we have, then when we do come to help you out or whatever, you can know what to expect.
Yep.
And that really does make a huge difference when it comes to easing people's minds and knowing what's coming.
And like you said, if you have kids as well, bring them by, and they'll enjoy it, I'm sure, but also just to get familiar, just in case, God forbid, you ever have to use the service.
Yes, with children, it's always easier. If they've been in the back of an ambulance before, just crawling around, looking around, whatever the situation is, we obviously don't let them play with some of the stuff, but it does help that when they enter one again in the unfortunate circumstance that they feel more comfortable that way.
We thank you for everything that you do for not only Crookston but the area as well, and basically trying to save lives or help people out and just make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We're here to help at any time of the day or night. And be there whenever you need us. That's the thing.
Another thing, if they do see an ambulance or any flashing lights, any law enforcement or fire or EMS, to make sure they pull over too to allow you to get there as quick as possible.
That really does help, yes. Keep an eye on those rearview mirrors. Mm-hmm. A lot of people miss sirens because these vehicles are so well insulated these days. It's crazy. But, keep your eyes on the rearview mirrors and... definitely take your time slowing down. Don't slam on the brakes because you hit the brakes real hard. Well, we don't stop as quickly as you do.
Yep.
And, that's even more dangerous. So take your time, slow down, and pull to the side whatever's possible. And that really does make it easier.
And you never know. It could be a loved one that they're going to help, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, so that's kind of what we're at. We're doing a little different program here in Crookston when available. Sometimes we'll be sending two units instead of one.
Sure.
And the second unit will just have a single individual in it. Mm-hmm. So you might hear an extra siren every now and then as we do that. And that's crew training, crew retention, safety of the patient with assistance of initial interventions or lifting, whatever the situation is.
Okay.
It's definitely making it easier. But that's only when crew is available and there's only 13 of us that are fully active at this time. So... that does make it tough.
And I would assume there's some significant training to become an EMS. It's not something you can just pick up tomorrow.
Yes, I have two staff members right now who are in their testing stage, at their final stage to go from EMT to paramedic.
Okay.
It's a year and a half long course. It's a crash course. It should be a four-year degree rather than the two, to be honest. And I really hope that both of those individuals get through to where we can expand their capabilities and provide, more advanced care for everyone. But it's a commitment. It's really tough.
And if somebody is interested, could they contact you about trying, asking about how do I go about being an EMT?
Yes. I'm not sure when we're going to do it yet. We will be sponsoring an EMT class.
Okay.
They're usually easier to do in the winter.
Sure.
For obviously, giving up three evenings in a summer week, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
So usually, I want my goals to hopefully run one somewhere in the November through February range. It's equivalent to a 9-credit course at a college.
Really?
For EMT.
Okay.
So, it is a little bit of a course, but, we make it fun as much as possible. And, we work with our partners with their, Fisher, Climax, and Neillsville, and whoever else wishes to join in. It's more than welcome.
Okay. And you could always use more.
Yes, and we do have full-time, part-time options.
Okay.
We have some people that run one shift a week. We have some that run too many shifts a week. it's definitely flexible. You sign up when you can, and the schedule is, wide open to whatever is best for anyone. So.
Sure. All right. Nick, we thank you for coming in, and we thank everything that you guys do with EMS. We appreciate it, and happy EMS week.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's Nick Niebauer on our Valley Talk program here on KROX. We thank him for joining us to Learn more about EMS and during National EMS Week. Tomorrow we're going to have Bill Werner from the Minnesota News and Network. We're going to recap all the happenings or non-happenings at the state capitol. And then on Friday we'll have Memorial Day. We'll talk that and the Memorial Day services here in Crookston and around the area as well with Margie Keller and Jamie Cassavant. So be listening for that as well. It is time for our World and National News from the Associated Press.